SOE, KO4HKX.
4SOE, was someone calling the station?
Yeah, KO4HKX.
Up with Rich and AJ, some equipment. I gave him another HF radio to take up there with him, and infant half wave. I told him 26 to exit 40, go across, follow that to 64, make a left, and go to the church.
Yeah, they're going to tell him to go past the church and come around the triangle, stop, and come in the back, which is going to be better for him anyway.
State troopers might direct him around or something like that, so he knows. Like I said, he was on the ground at 9/11 at Katrina, so he's pretty good at operating in scenes like that.
Roger that. He may be my push-out north guy, but I know he's got to cut it short and be back by Wednesday, so.
On Tuesday, but he could come right back. He just has a doctor's appointment that he cannot miss. So it would be a temporary absence or a temporary swap out needed. If nothing else, he could develop the comm picture up there, and then someone could come in and left seat, right seat with him just so he can go do his appointment and then come right back and come back the next day.
Roger that. Tuesday, not Wednesday. Okay, I got it.
He's going to shore it all up with you. I gave him your contact information, told him the directions, but if they get turned around or something changes with the landscape of the roads up there, and he's going to help you tighten it up. I told you he's bringing a Pactor 3 modem and a laptop that'll run it, so he might be able to help you out there if it's needed. He's got all kinds of stuff with him, and Blue Ridge Club has offered resources, as you know. So you've got a lot of people here ready to support you. You just got to figure out what you need and let us know.
Roger that. Right now, I need manpower that can sustain theirself with minimal supplies and a radio.
I'm going to call around and ask around down here what folks got or who can. Boots on the ground is a tough one to find the appropriate people that can self-sustain themselves, but we'll see what we can find.
Roger that. Well, they'll have food and water and all that stuff, but it's going to be roughing it.
Yeah. See what we can do, Patrick. Anything else?
We got internet back here. We're linked to it, and we've got the telnet going, so Windlink's moving along pretty quick.
It'll be super fast. Then maybe Rich would be better served to take that Pactor modem and laptop with him to the other side if he's the one that goes.
Exactly. So once he gets here, we'll work out a plan with him. And but he may be, you know, set up here at this one and then push out.
Super knowledgeable guy, man, and he has a lot of stuff that he can help you with. You just use him as you need, man.
Roger that. The only thing I could think of we might need is antennas, because I have extra radios.
Why don't you see if you can get the church to order some and have them delivered to my spot, and I can bring them up if nothing else.
Yeah, figure out something. Like I said, that's the only thing I know we might need right now, because I've got at least three other radios that I can send.
Because there's other folks in here that got antennas you can use, but worst case, call HRO in Atlanta and get them on the way. You can have them delivered to my house. We're pretty much back to normal, except for no internet, and then I can bring them up.
Roger that. We'll see what we can do. I'm going to stand to the side here. I got Leroy here with me, so. I'm going to take a pause here just a minute and be on the side. But if I have any questions, I'll come back to you. KO4HKX.
Yeah, so one last thing. Don't forget, Chad's got resources, too. You just let him know as well. You got a whole bunch of people. Do what you got to do. I'll be around. W4SOE.
4HKX, W4ATP.
W4ATP. Go ahead, Tom.
If you're good with the timing, I'll go ahead and take my rest break right now. I'll let you know when I check back in.
Roger that. We're good. KO4HK, standing by. Thank you, Tom.